Hi, and welcome to This is True Crime, y'all. I just wanted to talk about a couple of the cases that I'm considering for upcoming episodes. My first and biggest one is Israel Keyes. Now, if you don't know anything about this killer, leaving kill kits around the country, robbing banks, murdering, raping, and all while living a double secret life, then where have you been, sweetie? I'm so intrigued by this case because there's a lot of speculation about his crimes, but not a lot that can be confirmed. I mean, this dude was slicker than shit. If you want to hear about that case in depth, and with speculation for days, listen to True Crime Bullshit. It's a fantastic podcast that really does a deep dive into Keyes. He took his own life while in custody with a razor that he somehow managed to get a hold of, so he's no longer available to confirm or deny any of these crimes that he's accused of. The next case I was considering is the toy box killer, David Parker Ray, and his accomplice, Cindy Hendy, who created an insane and disgusting torture chamber of horrors inside of a soundproof metal container filled with the most foul torture devices one can even fathom. These two sickos raped, tortured, and murdered what some say is close to 50 women. Only when one of their captives escapes after 3 days of hell that they are caught. I'd also like to cover the dating game killer and the Hello Kitty murder, which in my mind sounds scarily like Junko Futura. And upon looking into Tommy Lynn Sells, the cross-country killer, I found that there is more than one of these. So maybe an episode where we discuss the two men with the same moniker, Glenn Edward Rogers and Tommy Lynn Sells. I'd like to say thank you to everyone who said nice things about my first attempt at podcasting. You have no idea how much it truly meant to me and helped me feel confident enough to make a second episode. Thank you to all 26 people that listened, even if you hated it. So thanks, Matt, Alethea, Mandy, my Uncle Chuck, and James, and all y'all badass lovers of true crime like myself. And to my daughter, who is a true crime critic, and a tough one at that. She did give me some sound advice, so I want to say, I love you, kiddo. I'm working hard on my next episode, and I'm super excited to try and get it out for everyone on Sunday. I think this is something I can be amazing at. If anyone has any ideas for episodes they'd like me to cover, please send me an email or hit me up on Facebook. I have a list of cases I want to go over, and some are graphic as fuck. So just know that this Texas girl really has no filter and will give you all of the details, even when they're unsavory. I'll try my best to do it in a respectful manner for the victims. I also apologize in advance for my accent, fucking up any names of people or places. It just happens, sweetie. So I put out that previous little trailer for the next episode I'm covering, the Robert Craig Cox case, but I hated it, so here we are. So let me tell you a little bit about this man and the case that we will go over. Cox was a horrible human being who has 3 convictions from California in 1986 for aggravated assault and kidnapping, and he was convicted by a jury of 12 for a murder he obviously committed in Florida. However, the Court of Appeals did not agree with myself or the jury, and he was released after a year. He then went on to rob a hair salon in Texas, pulling a gun on a 12-year-old girl. In Texas, he was sentenced to life in prison for aggravated robbery, where his previous crimes were considered in the punishment phase. However, they did not hear about his conviction and then overturning of the case where we believe that he murdered Sharon Zellers. This man is so crooked that if he swallowed a nail, He'd spit up a corkscrew, I tell you. Well, that's where I'm at, and that's what I've got. And I hope that if you like this podcast, you'll share it with all of your friends and maybe give me a little rating. Anyways, thank you so much for listening again, and have a good night.